448 right now on WDEV AM and FM and WDEVradio.com. I want to talk to you about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Whether you are a professional contractor or just a weekend DIYer who's learned how to do something off YouTube, they have something for you at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Great products. Great apparel for your products, great clothing to wear while you're doing your projects, I should say, and also the years of expertise on telling you how to do things. And considering I can't even speak correctly, I would need a whole lot of help doing any projects, so I'd go right to a guy like Kyle, who would help me. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. This is a beautiful day. It was a shame to have to waste it at work.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And, hey, talk to me a little bit about plumbing, because I don't deal much with pipes. I kind of just worry about my own internal plumbing, and that's it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you just want to have a brand muffin and call it a day, you know, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
No, so the last couple of weeks, plumbing has been really, really busy, the plumbing aisle and all of our locations. A lot of people are coming back over. They're opening up their camps, whether it's on the lake, somewhere in the woods, unwinterizing their RVs, garden sheds, everything like that, and a lot of people are finding some spots that they may have missed draining in the wintertime, so there's a lot of cracked and broken pipes. So we go through all kinds of options depending on how they plumbed it. A lot of people, if it's like a garden shed or a garage, they run like a black water line underground. And a lot of times if you do splices or keys or anything like that with the frost, if you don't insulate over the top of it, those can shift. So most of the time people try to remember where they do any splices like that. So if there are any leaks, you know where you're going to dig up and repair. A lot of guys have been working on their boats and their campers, opening up camps, like I said, now that it's warming up. And people are finding that a lot of the pipes, normally they run like a PEX pipe, which is like a thinner plastic pipe, normally half inch or three quarters for those things to supply water. And the quickest way to do it is with a product called a Shark Bite fitting. So essentially, it is, instead of having to solder pipes like you used to have to with regular copper, as long as you know the size that you have, you can actually buy specific size fittings. You can cut your pipe and then literally just press the ends of the pipe into this fitting, and it seals with O-rings and stainless steel teeth on the inside of it. So it's super quick, super easy, and anybody can do it.
All right, that's certainly good to know there, and another good useful tip and another great product. And yes, let me see, 2 weeks ago, I was so excited about your pressure washing contraption. I told my dad about it. I think I'm going to get him one for his birthday.
Oh, the one that goes on the end of the hose,
yes.
The windows and doors and stuff. Yeah, those have been real popular too in St. Albans. That's one of the most popular aisles the last couple of weeks too, has been the the outdoor stuff. We've got like the weed block and stuff like that for sidewalks and flower beds, and that's in the same area as the house and window cleaning stuff, and that's been a very hot aisle also. Yeah, those ones you can pre-measure the fluid and you can screw it on the end of your garden hose to reach any of those second and third floor windows. They're great. They're super handy, and it's a lot safer than crawling around on a ladder.
I hope by May 8th people aren't still doing this, but there's a chance that they are, people that got holiday gift cards. Reminder, if you haven't used them yet, there's a lot of good stuff at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber.
Yes, there's all kinds of stuff. Come on in. And like I said last week, the flyer's live. You should be able to pull that up on our website. And I don't think it's tied to Facebook yet. We're working on getting that on our Facebook page to tie on there. But the QR code should be live both in-store and on our website. You can pull it right up with your phone. Otherwise, just keep an eye on it. We do a mailer, so check your local papers or just come in-store and get a copy of it yourself.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, sticksandstuff.com, and those five locations. Kyle, thank you.
All right. Take care, everybody. I think I'm going to go polish up my golf clubs.
You absolutely should do that. And about 7 o'clock, I might do the same. 4:53, back to the newsroom next on DEV.